Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the technology sector is abuzz with intense debate over the current direction and control of artificial intelligence, as stakeholders question the concentration of power in the hands of a few tech elites. A particularly thought-provoking interview landed this week, as Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, voiced his deep misgivings about the closed circle at the helm of AI governance. Amodei argued that the fate of artificial intelligence should not be solely determined behind closed doors by an elite handful, but must instead involve broader representation. According to Amodei, it's an issue of democracy, raising the stakes not just for tech companies, but for society at large, as we edge closer to an era shaped by transformative AI technologies. His comments lit a flame under ongoing debates about AI accountability, prompting an urgent call for more transparent, inclusive discussions about the rapidly advancing field. But the week's developments don't stop there. As software continues to weave deeper into everyday life, we've seen some standout projects launched. Debian announced their new Libre Live Images, making it easier than ever for users to install the venerable operating system without any proprietary software in the mix. This move responds to the increasing demand for open, transparent code and allows those seeking a truly free computing environment to make the switch with just a few clicks. Meanwhile, AMD has entered the enterprise AI ring with a fresh suite aimed at boosting AI workloads, specifically on their hardware, via Kubernetes environments. AMD's enterprise AI suite showcases both the arms race in high-performance computing and the drive for more optimized, powerful AI deployments within the open-source infrastructure world. These innovations are joined by important updates in critical database systems, with MariaDB releasing version 11.8.5 this week after a significant vulnerability came to light. The update targets a bug affecting MyISAM and ARIA tables, reminding us all of just how vital data integrity and community feedback remain in the living ecosystem of open-source software. Beyond the immediate fixes, this underscores the importance of security responsiveness and the continued engagement of passionate developers worldwide. As the lines between software engineering and day-to-day life continue to blur, we're also watching another major trend, the meteoric rise of Rust in Android development. Google engineers have been effusive in their praise, noting that Rust's adoption isn't just about trendiness, it's actually improving memory safety, slashing the number of required revisions by about 20% compared to C++. For those writing and reviewing code, Rust does more than just enforce correctness. It reassures engineers, enabling secure code without bleeding speed or compromising on features. Since version 6.12 of the Linux kernel, we've seen the first ever production Rust driver take to the wild, with ongoing collaborations hinting at a Rust future, even for kernel mode GPU drivers. In short, Rust is delivering measurable advances in productivity and maintainability across one of the world's most widely used open-source operating systems. For Android, this signals an era of faster, safer updates, and a development experience that's friendlier, both for engineers and end users alike. It's a sharp reminder that technical evolution is as much about people as it is about features or benchmarks. Looking at education, policymakers in Florida sparked renewed debate by advancing legislation that would require elementary students to learn cursive writing, breathing new life into the ongoing conversation over traditional skills in a digital-first world. At the center of these efforts is a timeless question. What's the right balance between digital literacy and analog competencies when preparing kids for an uncertain future? As digital technology floods classrooms, some argue that cursive writing builds fine motor skills and historical perspective in ways that typing can't. Others question its utility, suggesting that time would be better spent learning coding, digital safety, or media literacy instead. Regardless of which side you favor, this debate is a revealing snapshot of the shifting educational priorities of today's policymakers. Meanwhile, the world of corporate tech is seeing seismic shifts of its own, as familiar faces make bold new moves in the emerging AI economy. Jeff Bezos, the billionaire best known for founding Amazon, has made a surprise return to the startup world as CEO of a new AI-focused venture called Project Prometheus. The startup is expected to transform manufacturing and engineering by embedding AI into processes that traditionally relied on human know-how and repetitive tasks. Observers have called this move a bellwether of tech's next wave, one where seasoned entrepreneurs and heavyweight investors pour resources into AI-driven solutions across legacy sectors. While that story continues to unfold, Volatility in the cryptocurrency markets remains an ever-present backdrop, with Bitcoin prices swinging in response to both economic headwinds and shifting investor sentiment. These fluctuations highlight both the immense promise and ongoing precariousness that typify digital currencies today. In this uncertain climate, investors and observers alike are re-examining their expectations and looking for stable ground as the wider financial system iterates in parallel with new, decentralized models. But the most promising sign comes from the community-driven projects where collaboration is pushing the boundaries of what open-source databases can do, as shown by the recent MariaDB hackathon. At this event, developers worked shoulder to shoulder, brainstorming ways to enhance compatibility and further the integration of MariaDB within a broader technology ecosystem. Their work is a testament to the thriving open-source ethos and the power of grassroots contribution in shaping the tools we use daily, sometimes in ways big tech never imagined. As we turn our gaze even further afield, space is back in the headlines, not for rockets, but for data centers and the promise of clean, cosmic power. The growing interest in placing data centers in orbit is partly driven by the allure of unfiltered solar energy and reduced cooling costs. Google's Project Suncatcher represents the latest foray into extraterrestrial infrastructure, with the aim of leveraging the unique conditions in space to create sustainable computing solutions. Of course, launching hardware into orbit still involves massive logistical and financial challenges, but the prospect of space-based infrastructure is closer than ever before. Innovation in this area could reshape data storage, enable new scientific discoveries, and pave the way for a greener, more decentralized cloud in the future. Turning to earthbound innovation, cryptocurrency's energy footprint continues to draw criticism, but we're seeing some clever pivots as folks find silver linings in all that heat. Startups like Softwarm, based in Idaho, are experimenting with Bitcoin mining rigs repurposed to warm homes and offices, offering a rare win-win where energy used to mine digital coins heats physical spaces. This practice, still experimental, involves routing excess heat into ambient heating systems, potentially offsetting pressure on local heating infrastructure and providing extra income. Critics are quick to note that not every household can or should turn to crypto mining as a heating solution, especially given safety, noise, and regulatory questions. Still, the idea raises fascinating questions about reused energy in an era marked by concerns about climate change and rising bills. With ongoing development, innovations like these could inspire new paradigms for integrating computing and heating systems, blurring the boundary between digital workloads and our literal comfort zones. As the dust settles on a week bustling with innovation, policy changes, and bold new proposals, one thing is clear: technology continues to surprise and challenge us at every turn. Whether it's open source communities pushing for more transparent governance, corporations seeking fresh opportunities, or entrepreneurs devising creative solutions to old problems, the tech world never sleeps. As we debate AI ethics, nurture future coders, defend data security, and find warm new homes for excess computing power, each of us has a role in shaping a responsible, exciting technological future. If you're listening to this, you're already a participant in this unfolding story, so stay curious and stay tuned. Thanks for listening.